Module 7. Fit and healthy. Seven A. Reading. Listening and speaking, page 91.
Working out in outer space. Everyone knows that it's important to do regular exercise to keep fit and healthy. In space, though, exercise isn't just important, it's vital. A constant pressure. Right now, even though you're probably just sitting still, you're having a workout. Gravity, the natural force that makes things fall towards the ground on Earth, is continuously weighing down on us, forcing us to use our muscles and bones to support our bodies and stay upright. Unless we're sleeping, of course. The need to work out. In space, though, astronauts live in microgravity. This means that there is a weaker force pushing down on them, so their bodies don't need to work as hard as they do on Earth. But when it comes to muscles and bones, you use them or lose them. This means that astronauts in space have to exercise more than usual so that they can stay strong enough to do their daily tasks. Astronauts' exercise devices. In the International Space Station, ISS, astronauts use three types of exercise machines. Firstly, Colbert, which is named after the chat show host Stephen Colbert, is like a treadmill. It comes with a weighted harness that astronauts wear so that they don't float off. Also, there's Cevis, which is like a stationary bike but without a seat. Astronauts secure their shoes to the pedals, wear a seat belt, and pedal upright. And finally, ARED is a weightlifting device. Astronauts hold on to a bar which creates resistance that astronauts pull against, just like they're lifting weights. Keeping an eye on things. All in all, astronauts on the ISS exercise 6 days a week for around 2.5 hours. Their exercise routines can change, though. Back on Earth, doctors are always monitoring astronauts' health. And, if necessary, they can tell astronauts to get a more challenging workout. As Lori Plute Snyder, an exercise expert with NASA, said, astronauts basically have their own personal trainers. The limits of space travel. Astronauts can maintain some of their muscle mass by exercising in the ISS, but this isn't possible with bone density. In fact, despite exercising, astronauts lose around 1% of their bone density per month in space. This means that they can't spend a long time in space. But while they're there, exercise is a huge part of their everyday life. It might sound tiring, but where else can you enjoy such striking views while you work out?